with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Two Indiana incumbents face competitive congressional primaries. Bernie Bennett reports.
Republican U.S. Representative Jim Baird in West Central Indiana faces two primary opponents in a test of his strength as he seeks a fifth term. The district has been under Republican control for more than 30 years. 80-year-old Baird has been endorsed by President Trump, while challenger State Representative Craig Haggard has been endorsed by State Attorney General Todd Rokita, a vocal Trump supporter. Democrat U.S. Representative Andre Carson in the Indianapolis area faces three primary challengers. Carson has been in Congress since winning a special election in 2008. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In neighboring Ohio, primaries for U.S. Senate and governor will lock in the candidates for two major races with national implications. And in Michigan, voters in a bellwether district will fill a vacancy in the state Senate, a race with implications for the balance of power in a battleground state. A late snowstorm could be Denver's biggest of the season.
Residents in Colorado and Wyoming bringing out the snowblowers, experiencing a late spring storm. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Hyris in Boulder.
This one certainly turns some heads when you start talking about the snowfall amounts we have in the forecast.
Some higher elevations in the mountain could get up to 2 feet of snow, much less in lower elevations like Denver, and then some places just rain.
For most season, Coloradans, we kind of know that there's quite a bit of change here as you go through April and May.
All that snow and rain could help drought conditions. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 356 points. The NASDAQ rose 258, with the S&P 500 advancing by 58, oil near $103 a barrel. This is SRN News. A UK church is appealing a preaching ban.
The Bread of Life Community Church is protesting a community protection notice that prohibits loudspeakers in the town of Colchester. It is also accusing the community of using public order powers in an unprecedented way by targeting a whole church rather than individual evangelists. It said the notice criminalizes both the content of the message and the manner of preaching. The Reverend Stephen Clayton, pastor of Bread of Life Community Church, said the church has preached lawfully and peacefully in Colchester for 6 years. He also said that we will not be intimidated into abandoning the Great Commission. John Scott reporting.
The war in Iran is surprisingly opening doors for ministry in the country's underground church. That's the word from Voice of the Martyrs Vice President Todd Nettleton, who spoke to the Christian Post about the situation. This is SRN News. Heavy criticism from Zambia about a $1 billion deal between Zambia and the U.S.
Zambia has accused the U.S. of linking a $2 billion health assistance deal to access to its rich mineral resources. The U.S. aims to reshape aids to Africa into transactional agreements while challenging China's influence. The deal with Zambia is one of dozens the Trump administration is pursuing in some of the world's most aids-dependent countries. However, talks have stalled in Zambia over U.S. demands for data sharing and preferential treatment for U.S. companies. I'm Karen Shemas.
Boko Haram militants have killed 23 soldiers in an attack on a military post in the Lake Chad region. Chad's armed forces said Tuesday the attack happened Monday night on Barka Tolerom Island. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.